Language and Social Class by Sarah Ferrara. 1. You may have been studying English for some time now. Perhaps you can speak, understand, read and write the language to varying degrees of fluency. If this is the case, you will probably find you can answer the questions below without using a dictionary. 2. But just humor me for a minute. Cover the bottom part of this article while you answer the following questions in English. 3. 1. At what time of day do you eat dinner? 2. What do you use to wipe your mouth when eating? 3. In which room do you watch television? 4. What do you sit on to watch it? 5. Is it possible to eat tea? 6. What's the English word for gabinetto? 4. Finished? Good. Now take a look at the answers below. 5. 1. Either in the middle of the day, any time between 12 and 2 p.m., or in the evening, any time between 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. 2. A serviette or napkin. 3. A sitting room or lounge. 4. A sofa or settee. 5. Yes. 6. Lavatory or toilet. 6. Some of these answers may have surprised you. I am unable to give you just one correct answer in some cases, because English is spoken in many varieties. We have already looked at ways in which English varies between speakers in the US and in the UK. We know the language spoken in Scotland is distant from the English spoken in London. What you may not know is that the vocabulary and use of English is a marker of social identity in Britain. 7. The issue of social class and identity in Britain is a tricky, controversial one, and I am not going to go into it here. Some claim classes no longer exist, that Britain is a classless society, as John Major predicted in 1990. But although the boundaries have blurred, distinctions remain. The British tend to make judgments about another's class based on many different aspects of language, accent, behaviour, and lifestyle. 8. In 1954, A.S.C. Ross wrote Linguistic Class Indicators in Present-Day English. In it, he classified differences in language tied to social class as U, upper class, or non-U, lower class. I am going to use these classifications for this article. 9. Let's look at the answers to those questions in more detail. Question. At what time of day do you eat dinner? You, evening. Non-you, midday. What do you use to wipe your mouth when eating? You, napkin. Non-you, serviette. In which room do you watch television? You, sitting room. Non-you, lounge. What do you sit on to watch it? You, sofa. Non-you, settee. Is it possible to eat tea? You, no. Non-you, yes. Tea is the evening meal. English word for gabinetto? You, lavatory. Non-you, toilet. 10. Firstly, a word about tea. You may be convinced that tea is a sublimely English ritual consisting of fine-boned china and cucumber sandwiches with the crusts cut off. It was once. We drink all through the day, not just at 4 p.m., and in non-U circles, tea is a full meal and is not necessarily served with tea, the drink. Only very, very posh people and tourists have high tea these days. 11. Beware too of simply dividing people up into social classes according to their choice and use of vocabulary. For example, I eat dinner in the evening. I hardly ever drink tea, and I definitely don't eat it, but I call a sitting room a lounge, and I sit on the settee, or occasionally the sofa, to watch TV. This is because my parents are a mix of upper, middle class, and working class, and the vocabulary of our family has taken elements from each side. So please don't use these vocabulary examples to classify the British people you meet. It just doesn't work that way. I hope, though, that being aware of such differences will help you avoid misunderstandings and confusion. Good luck!